This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I don't know if you're listening to Worship Radio 247 right now, or you're listening to a podcast. It matters not, but the song that I played just leading into this word is so powerful. Deep Within, it's called. And because of its power, I'm going to play it again after this podcast, after this Word of God. And I'm going to put it on the podcast as well, so if you're not listening to Worship Radio 247, you can be blessed by it as well. We come to part 20 of our wonderful iconic series, Draw Close to God. And today we're looking at Colossians, the first chapter, and I'm going to look at verses 6 and 9. Actually, in the daily devotional, I'm going to be speaking on Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 16. So it's rather amazing that we're in Colossians today. Listen to what Paul says to the church in Colossus. He says this: this same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. That is so true. Verse 9 says, so we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of His will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. So much in this. This good news that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. He was born of a virgin, and that He lived His life completely sinless, and He was crucified, and on the third day He rose again in glory. That is the good news, because this good news has joined us to the Father, as Jesus is the mediator. He's bridged that gap between us and the Heavenly Father. And He sent us His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to dwell within us for eternity. And Paul tells us that this good news is going out all over the world. Look at what is happening today. Try and think back to, well, you don't know, but try and imagine what was going on in the days of Jesus. And Paul made that statement saying, the good news is going out all over the world. And it was. It was being taken to different countries by ship, by land. But the good news was going out. And today, look how much easier that is. I'm broadcasting now on Worship Radio 247. And if you have an internet connection anywhere in the world, you can be listening to this, meaning this message is going out all over the world. And I pray in Jesus' name that as I bring you messages each and every day, that those messages are bearing fruit by changing lives. I pray in Jesus' name, as you have been listening to Worship Radio 247, I have no idea for how long, that ever since you began to listen to this radio station, your life has been changed because you have heard the gospel over and over and over and have been encouraged to worship. To worship the one true God. To enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. You have been given the opportunity to realize that your one true love is our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. It's changed your lives, as Paul says, from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Grace, I would say, is God's unmerited favor on my life, on your life. We don't merit it. We don't deserve it. It shouldn't be there. Because the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. That should be our future. But because of Jesus, because of Jesus, and because of his unmerited favor on our lives, because of his grace, we live. We don't die. We live in eternity with our Heavenly Father. It's just too amazing to almost verbalize. It really is incredible. When we go wrong, when we do things wrong, we can turn to him and say, Lord, I'm so sorry I messed up. I did it wrong once again, Lord. I've sinned. And I am so sorry. And I know your Father sees your repentant heart and he says it's okay. Let's try and learn from this. When I was a child and I did wrong, and my father used to call me to his study, oh, the fear. Oh, the fear of what he might do. But when I look at my Heavenly Father and he calls me to his study, oh, the love. It's just so different. Can you feel God's love now? As I bring you this word, can you feel his love pouring into your life? Can you hear him say, I know what you've done. And you think it is too much for me to forgive. But let me tell you, my child, I forgive you. And I open up my arms to you. And I say, come to me. Let it all go. Come to me. And let me love you. Let me care for you. For you are honored. You are precious in my sight. And I love you. That, beloved, is a perfect example of grace, of His grace, of His love, of His caring. Paul goes on in verse 9 and he says, so we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. Paul is praying. We are praying. You are praying. And I am going to pray for you today. And at the same time, I'm going to pray for me. This series is called Draw Close to God. And I can feel right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you are drawing close to God. And He is drawing close to you. We ask God to give us complete knowledge of His will and to give us spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's what I'm praying right now for myself, for you. That we would have a complete knowledge of His will for our lives. Nothing is left out. If I were to go to glory tomorrow and the Lord said to me, here's the plan I had for you, but here's what you did. And they were totally different. I would be devastated. So many people say, I don't know my Father's will. Well, this is a prayer that I know He wants to deliver back to you immediately. This is a prayer that He wants you to pray so that He can do that. Father, in actual fact, let's do this together. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, give me complete knowledge of your will for my life. Give me spiritual wisdom and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Do you know what Paul says then? He says, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Isn't he amazing? Such grace. Such wonderful, unmerited favor upon our lives. Jesus, we honor you. We love you. We adore you. And we worship you. As we worship you now with this incredible song. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Deep within, there's a fire that can't be quenched, and there's a love for you as strong as death.
Breathe on us until you come. sing it to Jesus. Breathe on us, Jesus.